Members of the Writers Guild Union marched on picket lines outside Amazon Studios in Los Angeles. They want better compensation, better residual payments for their work when it is broadcast or streamed, and minimum staffing requirements.
We're asking for a reasonable amount of the profits that the studios make on our work. To meet our total demands, it would only take 2% of the profit they make on our work.
Some of the effects will be immediate. Production will cease on popular late-night talk shows that rely on up-to-the-minute political satire. Nevertheless, actors and talk show hosts expressed support for the Guild.
We have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, you know, but, you know, they got to get a fair deal. So, I'll do whatever I can to support them.
Other impacts will be felt the longer the strike goes on.
Over time, the production pipeline will start to dry up. Some studios and networks have stockpiled scripts and programs, but they won't last forever. Viewers may see more reliance on unscripted reality TV shows.
The trade association that represents the entertainment giants said it had offered writers what it called generous increases in compensation. Guild officials are sounding the alarm about advanced artificial intelligence taking writers' jobs and demanded restrictions on its use.
AI is a threat to everybody in the business, and I think that's part of the reason that we have the support of all the other major unions. If they can replace human beings who do this work, the economy is going to collapse. There's just no reason to do that, and the companies refuse to even discuss AI.
Knock-on effects of the writer's strike will be felt by caterers, electricians, drivers, makeup artists, and many more trades. Economists estimate the strike will cost the economy up to $30 million per day. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.